Green Bay's west side consists mostly of block after block of houses, punctuated by churches, parks, and schools. But on its fringes are busy corridors of fast food joints, strip malls, and other businesses. One thing noticeably absent, there's nowhere to stop for a drink. The west side hospitality referendum would change that. Mayor Jim Schmidt hosted an informational meeting this week. If it's approved, he says alcohol would only be allowed in certain establishments in specific areas.
There's four key words in here: hotels and restaurants, business districts, and industrial districts.
The history of the liquor ban is a little murky. It dates back to 1895, when the former Fort Howard was incorporated by Green Bay. Back then, some West Side residents didn't like what they saw across the Fox River, namely a whole lot of saloons. So it came to pass that bars and taverns would be limited to the West Side's Broadway district only. Mayor Schmidt says the hospitality proposal would still ban places where liquor is the main moneymaker.
It's important that you know that taverns or bars are not allowed. They're just simply not allowed. And it's written into the referendum question.
Business owners asked for the vote. They say places like Ashwaubenon to the south are attracting water park hotels and chain restaurants that might like to locate in Green Bay, except for the liquor ban. Commercial land values in nearby Ashwaubenon are more than twice than those of similar properties a few blocks away in Green Bay. Dan Burrich owns the Bay Family Restaurant. If the hospitality referendum passes, he'll apply for a liquor license.
We have two small meeting rooms, and we get a lot of inquiries from people that maybe want to have an anniversary dinner, that want to have a rehearsal dinner, you know, a shower. Maybe they just want to have some table wine served with it. You know, our intentions, we're a family restaurant. We always are going to be a family restaurant for the neighborhood. But we want to be able to offer in some of the other fringe areas, just like traditional in Northeast Wisconsin, the Friday fish night, be able to have, let's say, a beer maybe with a perch fry.
Burrich doesn't live on the west side, neither does the mayor. Many who came to the informational meeting seem to resent the idea of opening the area up to alcohol.
The point is, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. I've lived here all my life.
Ray Kocha grew up on the west side. He remembers unsavory speakeasies that once flourished illegally, and he doesn't like the idea of sanctioned alcohol sales.
They had a tavern there. They used to have a couple of whorehouses in town. They're going to bring those back?
Yeah.
Bring them back.
You can't. That's a definite no.
Others objected to lifting the ban on moral grounds. Some were concerned about property values, noise, and traffic. And even though supporters say the hospitality ban will restrict alcohol to established commercial areas, some like Steve Seiler are unconvinced. He says there's nothing to stop rezoning in the future.
You can't tell me my property cannot be rezoned, but yet you want us to completely untie your hands so you can do freely with the west side of Green Bay whatever you want.
In the end, west side voters have the clout. The referendum is only open to those who live in the affected area. And in a rather quiet election with few statewide races to draw voters, the historic ban on liquor could hinge on those motivated enough to turn out. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.